This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The world of maritime shipping has no shortage of jargon. Stevedores are the dock workers who load and unload cargo. And then there is RORO, short for roll on, roll off. It's cargo on wheels, mostly motor vehicles. Right now, the port of Baltimore is the busiest place for RORO in the U.S., but it's facing some stiff competition down south. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Benjamin Payne reports.
A Nissan Rogue rumbles down a wooden ramp, exiting the cargo bay of a massive ship by the name of Neptune Ace. Normally, you wouldn't want to hear any squeaking from a brand new car, but in this case, no need to worry. It just comes from a protective covering around the wheel. Neptune Ace is basically a floating parking garage. This SUV is one of about 700,000 vehicles in 2023 to pass through the Port of Brunswick in rural Glynn County, Georgia. Population, 85,000.
We're going to be all in to take the Georgia Ports Authority from the Southeast Gateway to a national gateway.
That's Griff Lynch, president of the Georgia Ports Authority, speaking in October before a packed conference hall of business leaders.
Down in Brunswick, we have the single largest RORO facility, roll-on, roll-off facility in the nation. It's not the busiest. It will be. That's my promise.
Within 5 years, he says. Brunswick is currently the second busiest RORO port in the nation and only getting busier. In its last fiscal year, it saw 18% more cargo than the year prior. So what explains the growth? The number one reason, Lynch tells me later on.
The population base is growing. It's growing in the Southeast faster than any other place in the U.S. And then secondly, we have an increased manufacturing base. Companies like Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Volvo.
He also points to Hyundai, which in nearby Bryan County is building a massive $7.6 billion electric vehicle and battery plant, the largest economic development project in Georgia's history. Another factor driving growth of the Port of Brunswick has more to do with what isn't there as opposed to what is. Unlike the Port of Baltimore, which is locked in by the rest of the city, the Port of Brunswick is in a spacious, unincorporated part of the county. And what that allows for
is a very quick access to the interstate to head north and south from Brunswick.
Susan Gardner is vice president of operations at the Georgia Ports Authority.
We also have the rail connectivity there. So I feel like the connection with the railroads, as well as the connection to the interstate, makes it a very fluid port to import and export out of for autos. And that's one of the reasons that our customers actually want to be there.
Yet another advantage has to do with what's going on about an hour's drive north. That's a heavy load carrier called Big Lift Baffin, hauling four massive cranes to the port of Savannah. It's among the nation's busiest container shipping ports. Peter Hall is a professor of urban studies at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver, where he researches ports. He says there's been a shift in manufacturing to Southeast Asia. That favors East Coast ports in the U.S.
That has a knock-on effect for the RORO traffic.
Since Georgia's container shipping traffic goes through Savannah, Brunswick can focus on RORO. But it's not all smooth sailing, in part due to Glynn County's aging demographics.
Our population continues to grow every year, but the growth isn't really with the workforce.
Don Asdell is president of International Auto Processing. The company puts the finishing touches on many vehicles arriving at the Port of Brunswick.
This area has a lot of people moving here. They're retirees. They're not part of the active workforce. So our challenge is trying to get people coming out of the local school system to want to stay here as opposed to moving away to larger cities like Atlanta.
Labor demand is exceeding labor supply in Brunswick. So it's no wonder that Asdell says his company hasn't laid off any workers in the 8 years he's been here. Right now, the port can handle up to three RORO ships at once. A fourth berth is in the works and should be up and running by 2026. In Brunswick, Georgia, I'm Benjamin Payne for Marketplace.